Hello, I'm Charles Coves, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of The Charles Coves Show. This week I explore innovation. You were born innovative. Have a look at any two-year-old kid. You can see the amazing innovation that lies within each one of us. It's time to access that innovation. Your ability to access your innovation and act on it is going to be a key to your future. We live in incredibly challenging times with this COVID stuff. It is your ability to change how you think, act, behave, that is going to be the key to your future. You need to be able to take risks. This week's episode is designed to inspire you to take risks, to be a kid, think like a kid. As the Bible said, the kingdom of God belongs to little children. So it's time to be a little child, regardless of how old you think you might be. Stick around. This show is founded on the formula SA plus P equals S, self-awareness plus passion equals success. Since 1993, when I left the career of law that I loved to become, to reinvent, to innovatively change where I spent most of my time as Australasia's passion provocateur, I have inspired, educated, provoked audiences and individuals to discover and pursue their passion. Passion is an unlimited source of energy from your soul that enables you to produce extraordinary results. I've written two books, Passionate People Produce, Passionate Performance. Both of those resources are available. I've worked with teams, I've worked with individuals over the last 28 years. So the ideas I share with you in this show work. They can make a significant difference to your life if you act on them. Sometimes one insight, you don't even have to act on them, one insight can change your life. This show is also guided by Socrates' famous principle, the unexamined life is not worth living. So self-awareness plus your passion gives you your success. You can see I'm wearing my red jacket, my branded red jacket. Red is the color of passion. I wear it so that you, if you can see it, and you're watching on YouTube rather than as a podcast, when you see red around you, it provokes you to ask the question, am I pursuing my passion? Am I working to discover my passion? Each week I focus on one big idea. One big idea because one idea can change your life. Too many ideas, we get confused. And I share resources with you that can help you implement the idea. A book, a song, some song lyrics. There's some fantastic lyrics in songs. Quote, a health tip, a spiritual tip, and some humor. I don't ever want you to think I take life very seriously. I don't. Anyone who has five children learns not to take life too seriously. And someone who's been successfully married three times also knows not to take life too seriously. This show is not politically correct. I don't want to be politically correct. This show supports certain addictions, like my addiction for yummy coffee. I love the stuff. This show subscribes to the view that we have a spiritual life. The human spirit is an amazing resource. Tapping into your spirit is an amazing resource available to you. So as usual, I review elements of life that happened in the last week before we get on the big idea. Well, over the last week, the COVID bandwagon continues in Australia, in America, the pressure is on for mandatory jabs. I don't call them that V word. They are not Vs. Anyone who knows anything about science knows it's not a V. The reason why they call it a V is because many of you, dear listeners and viewers, had those things, the Vs, when you were a kid. So you know, oh, Vs are safe. Well, there's a lot of evidence to the contrary, but what's being promoted now is a gene-altering jab. So the companies that are trying to mandate this for employees, government departments that are trying to, despite the Prime Minister saying, oh, we won't make it mandatory, because making this jab mandatory is contrary to the Nuremberg Code, the Helsinki Agreement, UN Declaration of Human Rights, and on it goes. So if you don't want this jab, and I certainly won't, I certainly don't want it, you do not have to take it. And I consider the games that are being played are not based on science, but other agenda items. I have views about that. I don't have time to go into them. But of course, all of this discussion around COVID and the impact on the economy and how it's damaging the mental health of people, of old people whose lives, who can't even see their relatives. They're on their deathbeds. They can't even see their relatives. Of young people in Australia. The news is that the teenagers are suffering mental health problems in increasing numbers. Of course, I've been saying that since these lockdowns started. You will recall, dear listeners and viewers, I've been talking about deaths of despair. You say, where is the numbers? Where's the policy that says, oh, we've got to be safe, you know, we've got to keep you safe. Don't worry about all the deaths of despair. We just don't want anybody dying of COVID. This week in the Australian Financial Review, there was a magazine on 100 top innovators in this country and 100 top innovations. That's partly why I'm talking about innovation today and why it's a key to your future. But I'm also presenting this morning, after I've recorded this show, at the Emerging Innovation Summit 2021 as one of the global speakers. This is the third time I've spoken at this annual summit, and I will be talking about some of the ideas I'm sharing with you today. You're getting a sneak preview, you might say, although my live show is going to be published before this episode. But innovation is hot right now in the media, and young people who have come up with great ideas, like the founder of Canva, a wonderful program that I discovered and Julie and I use successfully. That's now a multi-billion dollar company. That one company came out of an idea that a university student had. I think her name is Melanie Perkins. The drama with Afghanistan, the withdrawal of American troops in Afghanistan, has also been relevant in the news, and it's interesting to contemplate the elements of trust given to Western forces by Afghans, and then whether that trust has been repaid in the withdrawal process. I don't think Australia has covered itself in glory, and I don't think America has covered itself in glory. The decision by Joe Biden, I think, is a disgraceful one in how the withdrawal has been handled. It's like there's another hidden agenda, because no intelligent administration could do what has been done. In the hemp industry, industrial hemp industry that I'm heavily involved with, we're making some interesting progress on composite materials to replace plastic bowls in which you buy salads in supermarkets with hemp bowls, hemp composite materials, only slightly more expensive than plastic bowls that replace plastic in the environment. And these hemp bowls are biodegradable, compostable, even edible, you might say. Industrial hemp also had a segment on the ABC's Landline this week, so you can look that up on Landline and worth watching. It is certainly supporting the whole increasing interest in hemp. I'm involved in it because hemp is a global game changer. Mark my words, I've been 9 years involved with hemp amongst my other activities, and it is going to have a profound impact on most people's lives. One of the mantras that I've crafted is that hemp will ride the tidal wave of the circular economy and the ESG movement to success. In the media this week, a major issue that arose was an attempt to silence, to restrict a top neurosurgeon in Australia, Charlie Teo, for practicing medicine in a way that his colleagues don't approve. Now here we are talking about innovation. Charlie Teo deals with the most difficult cases that other surgeons can't solve. He tries innovative steps and the medical profession is dumping on him. Now you just contemplate what that means, and I remind you of the Semmelweis effect back in the 19th century in about 1850. A Hungarian doctor, young doctor, Ignaz Semmelweis, suggested that surgeons should wash their hands before delivering babies. But at that time they would be dealing with dead bodies and then they would deliver a baby. Semmelweis was so excoriated by the medical profession that they classified him as insane, put him into an asylum, and within a few weeks he was dead. But now they've got statues to Semmelweis, honouring the Semmelweis doctrine. Well, Charlie Teo, I say, is a disgraceful example by the medical profession to stop an innovator. Now think about that. All in the name of safety. And think about all of the nonsense that's being preached on safety. You see, if you're caught up in this issue around safety, you might be safe, just like if you had a ship and you left it in harbour so it never went out in the ocean, it'd be bloody well safe, but it would be bloody well useless. Just like you, if you're driven by safety, you will be nowhere near as capable as you are if you let go of this mad focus on safety. Think about it. Are you letting safety stop your spirit, your human spirit? Are you avoiding risk because you're listening to government say, oh no, we don't want you to take a risk? I say that is a shocking way to live your life. So there's the review of the week, which of course, while I'm thinking about all those things that are happening during the week, I'm still riding my bike every day. No swimming, no running, but riding bikes. I'm fit and healthy. I urge you to be fit and healthy, because I don't see the times are going to get much easier. I also urge you to drink enough coffee to make sure, like me, that your brain is ready for action. Haha, that was a joke. I invite you to subscribe to this podcast, to this YouTube channel. Please share this show with your family, friends, work colleagues. Visit our websites, coves.com for corporate programs, public programs, and charlescoves.com for details of the self-awareness and passion quest. My books are available on both sites. Subscribe to Passion Points to Ponder. You can get a copy of the self-awareness and passion manifesto on the charlescoves.com site. So today's big idea on innovation: let's innovate and be willing to stuff up in the process. You will need to access your courage. Your ability to innovate in changing times is a crucial key to your ongoing success. If you are trapped in constantly doing what you're doing in the same way that you're doing it, you will not be able to cope with changing times. Now, if you're sweeping the streets, you might say, well, I don't need to worry about innovation. Well, there are new street sweeping technologies that come along. If you're cleaning your toilet bowl, there are new toilet bowl cleaning techniques that come along. I want to inspire you to be willing to innovate, to rejuvenate your 2-year-old inside you. Now, inherent in innovation is risk taking, and Children are willing to take risks. Now, you might say they don't understand the dangers. Well, avoiding danger is a losing strategy. So it's balanced risk taking. But you have an amazing, innovative mind. Now, one of the wonderful definitions of innovation that I have seen over the years is that doing things your way is innovation. And you then need to access your courage to do things your way, because you might be making a mistake. Now, earlier episodes of the show, I have talked about mistakes, but if you see a better way of doing something, then taking the risk, as many of the innovators honored in the Financial Review magazine have done, if you take that risk, you might lose everything, but you might gain everything. Or you might lose some of your assets. Well, I say, in a world that is changing as it is, sitting there preserving your assets when the whole world could change, the globalists get in charge, the Great Reset comes along that says you won't be able to own property and you'll be happy about it. I say maybe being too safety conscious, too security preserving might not be a great thing to do when our whole Western and global system of behavior is under attack, when our access to freedom is under attack. I urge you to craft your own philosophy on mistakes and in organizations to make sure that your organization has a clear policy on mistakes. Most organizations don't. If you want me to help you develop such a policy, ask. Julie does that for dental practices, and it makes a massive difference to the ability of people to think more innovatively. Accessing courage is needed for this innovative journey, because this risk-taking, this mistake-making, means that people will criticize you, as they're criticizing Charlie Teo, the neurosurgeon that I mentioned earlier. So let me give you some examples that demonstrate why I can talk to you about innovation and why I might be able to help your team and you unleash your innovation. Let me give you some taste of the innovative steps that I've taken. Number one, I created the whole brand of being a passion provocateur, Australasia's passion provocateur. I left a successful legal career to create something new. Then I became innovative on how to sell passion to corporates, to businesses. Number three, I'm a trustee of the Global Energy Network Institute. I came up with the 10,000 for 10,000 project for Genie, where I'm working on getting 10,000 Australian companies to sponsor one village in a developing country. And do you know there are 300,000 villages in India alone that have no electricity, let alone Africa? In Africa, 100 million African women each day spend, on average, 6 hours to collect firewood and water. Imagine if they had access to electricity. Just imagine, they would save massive amounts of time, plus their chances of being raped reduced dramatically, because they don't have to walk through the forest for 6 hours for firewood and water. So the 10,000 for 10,000 project is finding these companies to sponsor these amazing outcomes. If your company is interested, this sponsorship can be as low as $5,000 for a small village, $20,000 for a medium village, $100,000 for a large village. But think then of the linkages that are created between your company and a village in a developing country. I was innovative in the two books that I've written, Passionate People Produce, Passionate Performance. I'm being innovative in my next book that I'm writing. I'm innovative in finding links between people so that new ideas can be created from the sparks that happen between people. I'm no person A, person B. I bring them together because I can see the possibility that arises from their different skill sets, from their different talents, from their different worldviews. I've created the Freedom Collaboration recently to get organizations who are opposed to the limits on human freedom imposed as a response to COVID to work together to push back against politicians, because giving away our freedom is a shocking thing to do. Totally unjustified in my view what's happening, and I'm driving collaboration between organisations so that they're more powerful to push back against government. Another example of innovation, I'm involved in helping solve the problem in Australia of a huge lack of aged care carers. Australia will need 700,000 extra aged care carers. Where are they coming from? I'm working in innovative ways to solve that problem, particularly by importing workers from other countries. Another way that I'm being innovative is through meeting solar panel producers at various events and then finding out how they can link together to help the Genie Project, thereby helping them increase their business and to understand the Genie Project globally so that it gives them a whole set of new linkages to help the development of their own business. They are just a small example of, I could go on for another 10 examples of ways that I'm being innovative. We are born this way, and passion gives you the energy to use your mind, which is an energy consumer, in ways to see new linkages, new ways of doing things. I urge you to think back to when you were a kid. Be a kid. The kingdom of God, said the Bible, belongs to little children. Behave like a little child. Think about what that would look like. Sometimes you might need to throw a tantrum. You are capable of amazing, innovative ideas, innovative actions, innovative ways forward. I urge you to not give that away. Now, with the challenges that we're facing, it leads me to today's quote from the wonderful Buckminster Fuller. And he said this, so you say, oh, look, we can't change the government response on COVID. We can't change this. We can't change that. Buckminster Fuller, who has awarded 47 honorary doctorates. Look him up. There's a Buckminster Fuller Institute. You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. Build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. What's the new model to handle this coronavirus response that is currently locking down Australians? We are almost a prison country and our states have separated. It is a disaster and it is, I think, bad, bad decisions by politicians that have led to this disaster. And trust me, it is a disaster because Australians are being divided on bullshit grounds. The book that I want to give you to inspire you to think in new ways is an amazing book by Langdon Morris called The Big Shift. The Big Shift. The 83 most important changes that everyone should know about, and The Big Shift that changes everything. Give you a whole bunch of new ideas. You get these new ideas from these different books, and then you look at things anew. My song this week is by Frank Sinatra, That's Life. There's some great lyrics in That's Life. Remember that song, That's Life, that's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. That's right, you see, you came up with a new idea, you were shot down in May, like Charlie Tio being shot down in August. But I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top in June. He says this, I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing, each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. Go and listen to those words. Find the anthem that works for you so that when you do fall on your face, bang, you get back up. Why? Because you're driven by your passion for what you want to achieve. My health tip this week is to find an innovative health advisor. All right, so innovative health advisors, I'll leave you to use your imagination, but you will have met health advisors who you thought, I should go to that person, get a new perspective on my body. And I say the same for the spiritual tip this week. Find yourself a new or an additional spiritual advisor. There are many possible types of spiritual advice that you can get. And my humor for the week is one of my favorite jokes on innovation. We're in KGB headquarters, and I'm also inspired to share this with you because I just watched an amazing documentary called Icarus on the Russian government drug use for athletes. An amazing documentary worth watching. Anyway, we're in KGB headquarters. The phone rings. Hello, hello, this is the KGB. What do you want? I'm calling to report my neighbor. Yanko Rabinovitz is an enemy of the state. He's hiding undeclared diamonds in his firewood. This will be noted, says the KGB. Next day, the KGB goons come over to Rabinovitz's house. They search the shed where the firewood is kept. Break every piece of wood, find no diamonds, swear at Rabinovitz and leave. The phone rings at Rabinovitz's house. Hello, Yanko. Did the KGB come? Yes. Did they chop your firewood? Yes, they did. Okay, now it's your turn to call. I need my vegetable patch plowed. Isn't that brilliant? Well, that's it for this week. I hope I've gone some way to inspiring you to let your little child out again, to become more innovative. Wish me luck in my presentation to the Emerging Innovation Summit. I think you'll be able to see a recording of it. I might even take a recording of it. Think about how you being more innovative can make a positive impact on your life. I again invite you to visit our websites, covest.com, charlescovest.com. Share this podcast, share this YouTube channel with your family and friends and colleagues. Subscribe. If you have any questions, thoughts, suggestions, don't hesitate to send me an email at charles@covest.com. And until next week, may you have a week of new ideas, of new ways of thinking about things, a new way of fighting for human freedom, a new way of learning to live your life consistent with who you are and who you want to be. Thanks for being with us. I look forward to being with you next week. Bye.